up, y'all?
Another edition of the podcast. Second mobile edition of the podcast. After the success of the last one with my man P-Dub, I just figured I should take this shit on the road. Go to my old stomping grounds. So, along with me, a couple slices of pizza, my man Cap Morgan. I got my man Big Ike.
Yo, yo.
And my dude, T-Biggs.
What up, what up?
Right, now we do it.
Alright, this podcast, we probably won't answer questions. We probably won't do shit. We just shooting shit. And give me a chance to catch up with my boys, man. Last time I seen this motherfucker, Biggs, he was on his way to pretty much college championship and fame and all that shit. He looks like he's on the right track. Not to throw my man under the bus, last time I had a real sit out with both of you, he was doing some gay shit.
Here we go, we
can start there. We can start wherever y'all want.
No, we ain't starting nowhere.
You was asking to see people start.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We admitted in this bitch. Y'all can talk about whatever the fuck y'all. I'm taking the back seat. So, I just chop
you.
Y'all
was homo. So
yeah, this nigga did ask me to see my abs. So like,
my God. Let's talk about these two kids right here. In the situation where I always got to bring these motherfuckers to work.
What? The economy and shit?
I ain't got no fucking babysitters.
Alright, fuck it. If anybody.
I mean, P-Dub, you know what I'm saying? Work a Saturday.
Motherfucker, I've been. Alright, we at the shop. I've been at this bitch Saturday. Doing essentially what the fuck I'm doing right now.
Yeah, true statement.
Nothing.
True statement.
Absolutely nothing. One difference between me and you is I could drink, you can't. You on the clock.
I can drink. Go for some water.
Well, yeah, you can drink. What?
Pop.
I wouldn't say shit. I just said that. I could drink.
Yeah.
Water.
All right.
Soda. Tea. Coffee. You know, shit like that. But me and the cap, cleverly concealed in the Faygo Cherry Cola bottle. So nobody say some shit to y'all.
I smell it.
You should. There's a lot in that, bro.
I don't condone drinking to drive.
Me neither. I don't think you should drive it out.
I don't stay that far. I do not stay that far.
Man.
Biggs. Fuck it. You know what? I feel good. I feel good having this nigga Biggs on the mic because I think I can help my man Biggs out. Now, what people don't know is Biggs is a lifelong Dipset fan. Like, he there.
Kill him. Hold on, dog. Don't get it twisted. Make two of us over here, bro.
Him more than you. I'm not shitting on you. I'm just saying
you just
him,
don't know.
Him more than you. And through this podcast, I have met a lot of motherfuckers I shouldn't have met. Through this podcast, I've been places or been offered things. In fact, that's why I was here yesterday. I was going to be in the area because I had to do a reshoot as an extra on Detroit 187. I reprised my role as man on cell phone number 6. Man, clap that shit up. Okay. Clap that shit up. Yeah.
Did they cancel that shit or some shit?
No. Well, they probably did. I got cut. The show was supposed to air December 7th. That's the first time I was on there.
They canceled that shit.
No, they didn't cancel the show. They canceled my part.
Oh.
Okay. So I had like 3 seconds where I just walk in the background, hold a cell phone in my ear, and say nothing, essentially.
Did you get paid for that?
Hell no. I got, like, little, they call it swag. I got, like, a Detroit 187 bag, a book bag, Detroit 187 shit. Stickers, for some reason.
Oh.
See, he was official there, shit.
Yeah, real official.
Official, nigga. Officially Hollywood. Broke. This nigga.
I'm not Hollywood.
Detroitwood.
You got a CB on fucking camera. Nigga, Brentwood, nigga. And no bullshit.
Nigga,
I talk
Ike
about
broke back wood.
Looking for wood.
Okay, want a wood.
Stroking his wood. No, we ain't gonna shit on Ike. Yeah, we is.
I keep telling y'all motherfuckers, man. Quit laughing at my expense.
I'm not laughing at Ike.
Man, I ain't even in the mood.
The whole thing went to shit on my man Ike, but.
You shitting hard.
I'm not. I'm trying not to look at him.
It's alright.
I can't hold the kids right here, though.
No, they sleeping shit. They chilling.
Like,
they
daddy, good. you gay, daddy?
No, I ain't saying no shit like that.
I don't want the
many,
kids.
Many nights they seen daddy pounding mommy. So don't get it twisted.
Like, daddy, you a loser.
Hell no.
I don't want to see your stomach, daddy.
Daddy, you don't want to see my stomach.
I'll show you mine.
No, it's all right. Baby, later.
That's what the fuck I was talking about? Oh, anyway. The whole point of this shit.
Dipset,
I was like,
you was talking about Dipset.
It was Dipset. If they do listen. If they do, and a lot of motherfuckers listen to this shit that I didn't even know.
Motto.
So, I'll throw it out there. If Dipset want to meet their number one fan, Mr. T Biggs, and like number two, like four.
I'm a fan, though. I'm a fan.
You ain't on the level of this motherfucker.
It's cool, though. Normally, I don't dick ride like him, but you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm a fan.
Yeah, you
borderline you, suck on some balls, bro. You borderline do it.
Yeah, I want to defend you, no, too. No, but no. You ride the line from dick riding
I bet you
to just
came
number one fan.
Like,
if they came in here, you would drop this shit.
Killer came in here and be like, hey, son. Hey, son. Let me teabag you, son. You'd be like, yeah.
All right, make it quick, dog.
You would.
Kill. But the whole point of this, if y'all just reach out to this motherfucker, I guess y'all got to do some charitable shit if Dipset is listening. I said I'd do it for my man. Email me at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking. Justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Now, I threw that out there because in the offshot chance, Dipset could show up one of them motherfuckers. Hell Rail ain't doing too much shit.
When they Hell Rail just dropped the mixtape, that shit cold. That shit.
Yeah, he ain't doing too much shit, man. He gonna say hi to my nigga. Now with that shit out of the way, man, I'll just take a backseat to my man Biggs, man.
That's the second time you said that.
I am, and this nigga did not say shit. So it's hard not. Or Ike, either one of y'all say some shit. I'm trying to eat on some pizza here and drink
that dry ass cardboard little sleezers.
Yeah, I know.
I'm putting it out there on their ass.
What you want for $5, dog?
Nigga, you could have, I don't know, Subway.
I'm not trying to eat fresh, dog. I'm not trying to eat healthy. That shit start next month, man.
Next month? What?
Next month.
I don't know. You guys month. Got the New Year's resolution.
And that's mine.
Ask for a month, here we go.
Yeah.
For the first 2 months.
No, that's no bullshit. I was talking to this with P-Dub. P-Dub was talking about he getting in shape. I heard that shit so many times. You just died to smile. Dog. No, I'm doing it, and I mean it, because I don't want to get in shape to look good. I don't want to get in shape to have, like, some body or something like that. I'm getting in shape just to outlive niggas.
Outlive
That's the
niggas?
Only reason I want to do it is just to outlive motherfuckers I don't like. But I've already started. I bought the little P90X thing. Bought the little MMA thing. I bought the little MMA workout thing.
Use it.
So the basement is prime for me to get in that motherfucker. But what I've been doing for the last, I say about a week, just start writing niggas' names on the wall next to the TV.
Terrific.
Of just niggas I would just really like to outlive.
Who on that list? Let me hear that.
A lot of it from a lot of motherfuckers. I ain't gonna bullshit you, my in-laws. A lot of them.
You mentioned that before.
Niggas I can't stand. Not necessarily all of them I can't stand. I just would feel really, really good if I can outlive them. A lot of niggas from junior high. I'm petty. A lot of niggas from junior high.
Niggas used to give them wedgies and shit.
Yeah, like, no bullshit. First year I got glasses, I caught it, dog. So a lot of those fucking names are up there. One of the girls from college, it was a crazy broad I was dealing with who, pretty much made me look at myself like she gave head or whatever, but she said something that really fucked with me. She just said, "You have a scary house," and walked away. I ain't seen her since. I got no clarity on what she meant by the shit. I got all she said after the nom, nom, nom. She woke up, put her shit back on, looked around the house. You got a scary house.
And she was talking about the dick, dog.
See?
Shit.
Gay digger. As soon as I said, the email just went straight to the
dog. It's like,
it was straight. You make it too easy.
Manhood, bro.
You make it too easy. We talking about the girl. I'm expecting, hey, what she look like?
Well, shit. The bitch on your shit list, dog. What the fuck I care about her, bro?
The reason being, she really don't need to be on there, but like I said earlier, I'm petty guy. I need,
at least you willing to admit it.
Until I get the little recognition, what the fuck you meant? My house is scary. Still thinking about my cock, dog.
You saying it like you're thinking about your shit, bro.
It was ponder. It was just like,
okay. Ain't no ponder.
You know, I ain't worried about the girl.
No pondry. And,
I ain't worried about the girl. Show your shit list. Back to your cock.
So, hell, what's that cock?
That shit funny.
I do.
Let it be known that these are just jokes. Hey, just and the bras out there that are getting it twisted. Don't get it fucked up. You will get fucked.
You know what? I'm willing to
this
prove
is
that.
This public service. Oh,
no. I'm willing to prove that. The power of this podcast, a lot of females listen. I'm going to put a picture of you. Like this. No bullshit. This is done during Facebook. I will put a picture of you and those females who would like to fuck, I please email me at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. If it crossed your mind, you don't necessarily gotta fuck them. You just gotta say if you would or if you wouldn't.
You would.
No, I would.
Oh,
I would.
No. See, you know, Dale.
Gay as hell.
That wasn't even directed.
I'm glad we got this shit on tape. I'm really glad we got this shit on tape.
Man, rewind this. Like, dog. You know, Dale, that wasn't directed.
We 12 minutes in this bitch.
This nigga's mad homo.
We roughly 15 minutes in this podcast, and this nigga said nothing but gay shit.
Y'all brought the gay shit up, man.
You don't speak. No, it was like, all right, yeah. You know, the reason I'm trying to work out is, you know, I'm married now. I can't be hollering at bitches, so I'm trying to outlive niggas, so I could just do what your dick look like.
Oh my god.
That's a roundabout way of saying it.
You see my daughter looking at you like you're crazy. Your Smeagol looking ass.
She would agree with my ass too. She really would agree with me. Shit. But she need a ride home. So she'll shut the fuck up. Can she talk yet?
She getting there, man.
Okay, see, she can't even call you.
This little nigga.
Her first word is daddy faggot.
Well, I can talk.
You know what?
Alright, y'all, we about to switch this shit off me. Get on this nigga patches, though. Shit.
What happened?
Show
what
this
happened?
Nigga patches.
What happened?
No, come on. Tell that nigga
what
take
happened?
His hat off.
What happened?
I don't know what this nigga talking about.
We just shit on everybody else.
No, fuck y'all.
I know this shit gonna come right back to me, so. Please, me.
Back to that nigga.
No, Sam, this nigga halfway Charlie been on the waiver, dog.
Okay, all right, Biggs. We know this nigga gonna do some gay shit before this podcast over. Just show me your hair, and then we'll just turn it right back around on him.
No, hell no.
See
what happened?
That nigga.
I need a haircut, that's all.
No, look at your haircut, dog. Let me see.
No, I just need
just
a haircut.
Just for a second, dog.
That's my nigga, dog.
Is it that bad, dog?
No, that's my nigga, dog.
Is it that bad? Is his hair that
that's
bad?
That's little bro, you know what I'm saying? I had to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but little bro got a fucked heat. Up haircut.
You gotta get the heat off of me and shit, you know what I'm saying?
So you just throw this nigga under the bus?
You know what I'm saying? Y'all threw me off the bus right off the top, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't mean to.
Y'all niggas press record and was like, yeah, this nigga hype! Nah. You know what I'm saying? It's cool.
In the defense of this podcast, you did come off the top with some gay shit.
No, I didn't, man.
But, alright, back to his hair. Is it that bad?
No, it ain't that bad, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, what? He just needed a haircut.
This nigga needed, you know what I'm saying?
We got the fucking Johnny Unitas cut or some shit, dog.
Just need a haircut. I'll leave it at that.
My nigga need a haircut. You know what I'm saying? My nigga patches.
I usually only get my haircut every 2 weeks.
You just growing it out?
It's a little inside.
Is this the same shit?
Inside.
When you're trying to do the braids.
This what happened when you left it. You know what I'm saying? When you left and shit, we got some all these jokes and shit. We just be filling you in here and there and shit.
I know. That's why I feel left out. I'm glad I came back to this motherfucker because. I didn't believe half the gay shit they were saying about you, dog.
Oh, God, dog.
I really didn't. I was like, dog, man. I'm a man like easy, dog. He ain't saying.
I don't be thinking sometimes. I just be talking to shit.
No shit.
Should just be, you know what I'm saying?
All right, you know what? Let's be fair. For the first part of the show, we did kind of hold this nigga. What you want to talk about? You know what? What you look for in the girls? We already said we don't link your picture to Facebook. I would take my picture off this bitch and put yours just to see. Let's see, so what you want, who you looking for? Who you looking for? Because I would imagine you don't want no fat, dusty, dirty bras hollering at you. So,
hell no.
If you had a preference of people to email you at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com, who would you
preference?
Look for? Preference?
Light skin, long hair, glasses. I don't know why, glasses. If you got glasses, wear your glasses around me so I can nut on them.
Why you think the glasses all say?
Oh, this motherfucking dog. This
I'm just saying, man.
What are you saying, man?
What are you saying?
I gotta say, I'm uncomfortable drinking about you. Drinking around you. You're
drinking?
Just like,
what?
I'm uncomfortable drinking around you. You say shit like, I'm not on anybody with glasses.
That ain't what I said.
Any female. You said any female. I know, but you were just like, it's just something about glasses.
He's not
biting your lip and shit. Look.
Ain't nobody do none of that, dog.
Dog, I glassed over. This dog's getting hot as hell, dog.
Dog, what are you talking about, man? About
glasses.
Alright. Off the record. Take that off the record.
We gotta do a lot of editing.
A lot of editing, man.
This is gonna be a 2-minute show.
Oh my goodness.
Golly. That don't make no damn
sense. Alright, back to the girl. She gotta be light skinned.
Highly intelligent. Like, she ain't gotta be light skinned. That's just, you said personal preference.
You trying to fuck her, not build a lifelong commitment. You like, well, she has to
look, bruh. Look, bruh. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? I don't like talking to dumbasses. You feel me?
I gotta be honest with you. Why the fuck are you on this show if you don't like talking to dumbasses?
No dumbass, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not.
You do dumbass shit. You say
you
dumb shit, but you ain't no dumbass, dog. You my nigga. You highly intelligent. You a smart nigga. You got a degree in shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just barely.
My nigga Big.
I'm next.
He got his shit going.
I'm gonna get my degree next.
Nigga say he got 3.5 out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got a 3.5.
Yeah.
3.5. Yeah.
Who the fuck did you pay? You ain't
actually
no dumbass.
Actually, nobody. I was trying to pay people. And that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I was trying.
You ain't no 3.5 niggas off the top.
Hey, I got a 3.5. And I had a 2.7. Like, my shit going up.
Yeah, that's you. That's where we last left you.
I had a 2.7. And then I'm like, I'm going to take my shit up to 3.0. And luckily, I got a 3.5. That shit just.
What, you just ran across teacher, just really, really love basketball, some shit? Who gave you the A? Because if you got a 3.5, somebody had to give you an A.
I got an A in English, my
worst
subject.
Hold on, let it be known. How many classes you taking?
Well, I only taking 2 classes.
No, we take that back. I take back the shit I just said, man. I'm like, good, man, good. You know, 3.5. Who could you get a 3.5 with? You got 2 classes.
You ain't got no full schedule. It's cool, though.
No, it's cool.
3.5 is a 3.5.
3.5 is a 3.5. All right.
3.5 is a 3.5. But when you say it like that, I'm like, damn, this nigga got a full schedule. He doing it right. No, I got 2 classes. English and what else?
And interpersonal communication.
That sound like a bullshit class.
It do.
Interpersonal communication right here. What do you do with interpersonal communication?
What do I do? What do I do in the class? Or
yeah,
I mean,
in the class. I mean,
you just talking about, like, you know what I'm saying, communicating with people, like how people communicate with each other, and just, you know what I'm saying. Just
so, pretty much, this shit that we do it right now.
Basically.
Oh,
God. Oh, okay.
And you... Hold on. Wait, whoa.
Communication skills, non-communication, you know what I'm saying, non-verbal communication skills.
Wait a second. If you got an A in English, you only got two classes. You got an A in English and a class where you essentially talk.
No.
How did you, you fuck don't, that
you,
up?
You don't really...
How do you not have a 4.0?
It's not really like you just talk in that class. It's like... You know, so you gotta do a lot of papers and shit. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of work. It ain't just an easy class. It ain't just like an easy A. You know, so you gotta put a lot of work in that shit, too.
No, it sounds like
I did four papers in the class.
Give me something you done did.
I done did four. I did a paper. I did two papers on two movies. I did a paper on a movie called, Thank You for Smoking. You ever seen that?
Yeah.
Did a paper on that movie. Yeah. Did a paper on the movie called, what the fuck is that movie with Vince Vaughn?
Domestic Disturbance?
No. It was made like. Made in like the 80s, like the late 80s, early 90s.
Swingers.
Yeah, the movie on Swingers.
Nice call. That was nice.
When he said early 90s, that was the first shit.
Yeah,
it was like one of his first movies. But shit, how was that still?
Oh, we got a customer?
Yeah.
Alright.
Put the kid up. I guess you can drop the mic for a second.
Don't be talking about me, man.
We're not going to talk about him. We're going to try not to talk about you. I can't promise. I am going to sit in this chair. Why your man keep doing gay shit, though?
I don't know. What's wrong with that nigga?
He ain't gay. Gay, but...
He Chris Bosh.
Real close, dog. Real close, dog. He just... Like...
So he ain't gay. He just Chris Bosh.
He just... Like, the gay shit... It's such a...
Like, he just don't have a awareness of gay shit. Like he
it's just... Yes. Yeah, that little shit in my mind that like, says, hey, Sam, don't do this because this could be considered gay.
Gay, right.
He ain't got that. We not talking about you. We talking about the thing you did. We're trying to figure out. You know you get back on mic, dog. Is she ready?
You can get back on the mic.
you still can.
You love to get back on the mic.
What up?
Yeah.
What you talking about?
But what I'm saying is, we try to pinpoint it. You just really, you really don't have an awareness of like little gay, quasi gay shit you do. Is that really?
Man, I don't give a.
It just goes so over your head.
Yeah, man. I mean, it is. Y'all know I ain't gay. I ain't. I would
hope this would be proof enough, but like, yeah. When you talk about girls, you just I ain't worried about her right now, dog.
What?
About the girl who said,
I didn't say that.
You like, I ain't worried about her. Yeah, at least
I didn't even notice.
I'm like, yeah, the girl. You know, I want to figure out. And I am petty, but you like, well, I ain't worried about that girl right now.
It's funny how you notice this.
I didn't notice it like that, though, man.
Yeah,
too hard.
No, I'm not thinking too hard. I'm just really, really, really concerned.
Mom's a word. Oh, okay. She ain't talking. I don't hurt you.
Okay. Now, what would be the best paint over? Might have to add that out. Zeke Moore messed up. She may be on the podcast and not even know it.
Might have to
as long as we don't say where we're at, I think we're cool.
For sure.
I always say at the shop, or I always say, like, we don't name names on the podcast. Alright, speaking of non-gay stuff, you fucking around with me, man? Biggs?
Well, I had a little chick, but you know what I'm saying? We just friends now.
Friends?
Friends now, yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm
saying? I don't know what that means. Could you elaborate? Shit, we still got roughly half an hour to go with this bitch.
Well... We stopped talking for a minute. We were seeing each other. Then we stopped talking. Cause, you know what I'm saying? That's another story. Well, then we stopped talking.
We got time.
Well, I don't want.
What you do? Okay. Don't name names. Don't say her name, but what you do?
I didn't do nothing.
What happened then?
You know how Twitter and Facebook stuff, you know.
Yes, I'm very aware of Facebook. Facebook, just some stuff on Twitter.
You want know, some stuff on Twitter and
Facebook may be a radio show host. I am very aware of the power of Facebook.
And that's you know what I'm some things got
so
misconstrued.
What did you say? What did you say? Or what was
I can't
said?
Even say what I said.
What was said?
I can't even say what was said.
Why? Because it say her name?
No, well, yeah. All
right, without saying her name, okay.
No, no, I know you're about to go.
Okay, let me just, if I guess what it is, could you just tell me if I'm right or wrong? Okay, get her pregnant. All right, gotta knock that off the plan. All right. Was you with a girl when you was with this,
no,
with this
hey, girl we you, came you, you probably, you, no, it ain't you, you know what I'm saying?
She has genital warts.
Definitely no.
I'm running out of stuff. I'm running out of
stuff. She had genital warts. This nigga went to the worst shit ever.
Let's start high and go really, really low and then somewhere be the best.
I mean, it was so petty, though. You know what I'm saying?
And this coming from me. I'm a petty dude.
That's my nigga Cam.
We know. Oh. Dipset, preferably Cameron. Just talk with Sam at gmail.com. Just to make, I'm
chilling. Sure, what up, nigga? Dipset, nigga.
Just to make sure that this dude can die happy, because let's face it, he lost his girl over some Twitter nonsense, and my man, he looked like he hurting inside, because I'm getting a chance to see my man.
Not
Biggs
really
hurt
that thing, you know,
no,
what
he
mean?
Hurting.
I'm a real thoroughbred, you know what I'm saying? That's what, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, he hurting.
Girls come a dime a dozen, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, he hurting.
I get him easy, you
like
know what I'm saying?
I'm messing with my man here. I can go and get back. You can have your seat back, man.
I get hugs, I get buckets. You feel me?
So that's neither.
0 point.
So that's neither.
I said that one coming.
Alright, do Ike know?
Yeah.
Alright, without saying her name, why is Big so broken up about this girl over Twitter?
I'm not so broken up.
Hell no.
Tell us, nigga.
Without saying, don't say her name. Please don't say her name.
What I'm gonna say her name for?
But what did he do? I'm sure
I didn't
Big
do shit.
Did
didn't do nothing.
So
right.
What did the girl do?
Being a girl.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It ain't
so
nothing.
It was a lot of. It was a
basically,
lot.
Basically, her being a girl and him being young.
So she did some my friends don't think or he said she said type bullshit.
We'll go with that.
Yeah,
okay,
we roll with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know your ass did something.
Bro, we rolled that one.
You know what I'm saying?
I just know he did.
What I do? BT Biggs, nigga? Be number 21.
And I get the whole her being a girl thing. I get that because girls, they get away with so much shit. On the real, I'm trying not to get on soapbox here. I made a career doing this with the podcast.
Daddy.
Remember, you married.
So that give me license to say half shit. But say, yeah, I know I'm married. Now I've seen some stuff. I'm glad I'm married. Because if I had to deal with that horse shit I had to deal with before I had to get married, dealing with these dumbass girls out here, I'd probably shoot some of them. They deserve some shooting.
I agree.
They deserve some shooting. Yeah. Just not necessarily hitting you, but if I can scare you a little bit, we all right. I call it the white line, man. I call it the white line. All girls ride that white line. What that means is like this. We all can drive, right?
Right.
Now,
I don't know if you finished that Faygo bottle.
I'll be fine. I don't stay that far. All right. When you can drive. When you driving, it's a white line in the middle of the highway, right?
All
right. Wherever you driving. Ain't really nothing physically stopping you from crossing over that white line and fucking up somebody's shit. As you notice, there is no white line with females. You can say all this cool shit. You can say all this hardcore shit. You can say all this cool shit. And realistically, there's really nothing stopping me from beating your ass. It's just I don't do it.
Right.
So that's that. So was it one of those Bigs?
Fuck you be thinking about during the day, bro.
I know. He be coming up with some shit on it.
If you agree with
you
me,
write this
just
shit down.
As bad. If you agree with me, you just as bad. It's a white line. It's like white line in the middle of the road. You cross that white line in the street, you will fuck somebody's car up. And not even, you see what I'm saying? It's a white line. Ain't nothing stopping me from just getting shot. So was it one of those Bigs that you want to choke her? Not to say you did. Let's make that crystal clear. You didn't touch her, but you just wanted to.
I mean, we can go with that too. We can go with that.
Because I'm married and I wanted to hit my wife a couple times. Why? Because they know what type of stuff they can do. Anybody else, if it was a regular dude, they would have got their ass whooped. That's why gay people are so fucking happy. Because if it's two men, sometimes an argument can be ended with a fucking punch in the face. I mean, that's why all gay people happy. And lesbians are miserable.
All gay people happy.
They got you. Happy. Think about it. Think about
well,
it.
Well, they gay.
They
so
gay.
Gay means
they,
happy.
They
so.
Gay. No, it's like this. All right. With dudes, it's a level of we go from, all right, if me and you had an argument, it can end right. One of two ways. Biggs, I think you a dumbass. Get the fuck away from me. Or if I'm wrong, you know what? My bad. Let me buy you a beer. My fault. Now, there may be variations of that. There may be. But, like, with a female, it always comes down to, it's like four ways of arguing. It goes to, you got to come out with that diplomatic shit where you just, like.
Dipset.
Yeah, where you just kind of like, hey, I'm sorry. I think we're being a little irrational right now. Uh-oh. No, she don't want Biggs, man.
She don't want the superstar Hooper.
You the not
greatest
superstar
Hooper.
You,
I'll be there.
You will be there.
I'll be there.
No
so
bullshit.
I'm just proclaiming it.
Yo,
right now.
I got 1,000 on you. Period. Yeah, I got 1,000 on him.
That's it?
Yeah,
that's
shit,
it.
I'm not. Shit, he got broken up over this fucking female. You think I'm finna invest that money? <fucking pressure? laughs> A female could derail him out of all my hopes and dreams that this motherfucker go, I will ride your coattails to the goddamn NBA. Oh, I'm sorry. We focus on Ike Gas. We didn't really jump into Biggs. Biggs, how tall is you?
6'7", 210 pounds.
This cat is a goddamn blue chipper when it comes down to being an athlete.
Sir.
He's a blue chipper. My man is the real deal. Now, if he can keep his head straight, that's a whole different thing. If he messing with girls on Twitter and shit, and to stop him from doing... Hold on, let me see this. Not my phone ringing. Oh, shit. This the, Detroit 187 lady. Biggs Carrier Show. Biggs Carrier, go ahead.
Yo, what's up, people? What it do? It's your boy T-Biggs and the place to be. You know how I do it, man. You know what I'm saying? All right, this is how we gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody on 7 Mile. You know what I'm saying? All my people in Westside Detroit. You know what it is, It's your boy, you know, 7 Mile Down, you know, everybody in Detroit, you know, so shout out to PA, you know what I'm saying, Puritan, Joy Road, you know what I'm saying, all the people, Dexter, Linwood, show some love to the east side, too. I don't really be on the east side like that, but just still, you know, still love to the east side. Shout out to my old high school, Robichaud, you know what I'm saying, Bulldogs, you know, graduated there, 08, holla. Shout out to Mumford, also went there, you know what I'm saying? Went there, hoop, played a little b-ball. Shout out to Coach Joe Bear, what up, homie? Coach Bass, what up, homie? You know what I'm saying? My peeps. OCC. I was the man in that boy. Yeah. Dropped buckets. Plenty of buckets. Yes. Your boy. Shout out to Ike. Shout out to you. Shout out to Toya. Sam. You know what I'm saying?
Shouting out
everybody. I shout you out. You know what I'm saying? Shout you out.
That's what's up.
Shout my man Ulysses out. You know what I'm saying?
P-Dub.
You know what I'm saying? You know
shout
what
out his cat, too. His, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he got a cat.
Name?
I didn't even know he had a cat.
Tiger. Yeah.
Tiger. Oh, my name is Cat Tiger, too.
Hey. Yeah. It's a little suspect.
Yeah, it's a little, you wonder about that. Like, Tiger? Get him, Tiger, I guess.
Yeah, he'd be saying it, too.
Get him, Tiger.
That's what's up, though. We got a cat.
How long you had a cat?
I think it's been about 2-3 months.
Damn.
Something like that.
I don't know. Maybe he might be trying to use it, you know what I'm saying, to get... Make the girls, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Hey. Get you got a pussy to get the pussy. I don't know what to tell them.
Get it how you live, you know? This is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Somebody comes to the crib and be like, oh, yeah, it ain't we care.
Yeah. Right. Like, so you want to rub my pussy?
Rub yours. Flip it around, you know what I'm saying?
You give the young shout out to Toy,
yeah, for sure. You want to shout out
my nigga, Toy. Young Reeves in the building.
She just left not too long ago.
Yeah. She,
happy birthday. Happy belated birthday to her, too.
Yeah. No.
She's turned
25. The young quarter. That's what's up. We the same age.
Damn, I feel old as hell, but at the head of y'all age.
Are you 20?
Dog, that shit feel old, dog, I swear. I was just 18 yesterday, seemed like. It seemed like I was just 18 yesterday.
Dog, you 20.
Right, I was just 18, dog. I was 18,
but
I was
you 20.
I was like, damn, you 20. I just look at people like, damn, you 20, dog. That shit seemed old as hell. You 20, dog. You 20. I can't, when I get 20, nigga, I'll be, I'm 20
now. You
ain't
hit your prime yet, bro.
I think I did hit my, nah,
no,
my
hell
nah.
But
look, though, I got.
What prime you think I'm talking about? What, you talking about hoofing or something?
Yeah.
I'm talking about with the hoe.
Oh,
you ain't hit your
prime
yet.
My prime, yeah.
You ain't hit your prime yet. You don't hit your prime until you hit 25.
Yeah.
You know, to 30.
Yeah, 25.
33. That's your prime.
Sure.
Then you get a little bit of experience.
Then you slow down.
You done seen some shit. You done been in some shit.
Bug it.
You know what I'm saying? Now you know. You know what I'm saying?
No,
now my daughter's starting to wake up a little bit. With
no, my damn knees, though. Them bitches is like 40 years old. I got old knees.
That's you.
My knees age fast. I might not age fast, but my knees is my body age.
Stop bobbing for apples, nigga.
Nah, they say it come from dunking on motherfuckers so much. Real talk.
See, you gonna talk. You gonna say something, mama? No, she ain't fucking with
it. Sounds like she said hi.
That's Ike snoring.
Sounds like she was like, hi.
No. She ain't talking right now. She just want to sit here.
Hey, this nigga Sam came here with his motherfucking shirt tucked in. I forgot about that.
Where this nigga Sam? Hey, Urkel. Where you at, my nigga? What type of nigga look like Schmeagle and Urkel put together?
Nigga came in here with his shirt.
I don't understand it. In case you niggas out there that don't know who Schmeagle is. He got Skechers on, dog. And they suave Skechers, too. Hey,
Sam,
you got that suave.
Sam, why you got the Skechers on, though? They good for your back.
Sam,
what?
Dog.
They good for your back. You got
something else.
Skechers on.
That's funny.
This guy right here. That's the same spot he fell at, right? Was you here when you fell though? Oh my god,
oh,
this nigga tried to demonstrate something. That's right after I had mop. This nigga tried to demonstrate something. Was like, he was like this. And then slipped like, boom, nigga landed right on his ass. So all you seen was his hands in the air like these.
So I'm like, hell no. See, we need to mop the damn floor.
Put the mop the floor, man. So we done with this little podcast, you know what I'm saying?
Right, finish up,
you know what I'm saying? You know how we do it.
Madison gonna help us clean up and shit. Ain't that right? Yeah.
That nigga Ike knocked the hell out.
That's a good thing, dog. This little nigga.
That nigga was on some caffeine, some sugar or something.
I don't know, he think he running the show.
Come sit down. That nigga really came in.
You remember that day? I had took something out of the manager's hands and shit. He was like, give her back her shit.
Yeah, I remember he was saying, like, I ain't, yeah.
He
was
that
like,
nigga,
give it back. Give it back. I was like, yeah. I was like, that's how you take up your sister. Don't play with his sister. Yeah, I'm like, don't play with that nigga's sister.
Now, I ain't had this plan, but shit. Might as well do it. I got a schedule for week 14 and all the games.
You do that, you messing with
a pick'em?
Huh?
A pick'em?
Not a pick'em. What's that called? The fuck is they called when you bet?
I don't bet.
I'm saying, what is it called though? When you be betting dudes, not dudes, but damn, what the fuck?
What the fuck is you talking about?
When you be gambling on games, like you pick games and you pick a winner and like they do. What the fuck is it called? What the fuck is they called? I'm trying to think. The name. A bookie.
Well, yeah.
A bookie.
Yeah.
God damn.
Nah, this ain't no bookie shit, dog. No. Nobody trying to get their leg cut off or nothing like that. But you know what I'm saying? Week 14, though, in the NFL. You got Cleveland versus Buffalo. Who you got?
Cleveland.
You got Cleveland. Why?
I got Cleveland because Buffalo is sorry. That's the only reason I picked Cleveland.
Oh, my God.
Buffalo is the weaker team. They lost to all the bad teams. So I pick Cleveland.
See, you take Cleveland. I'm going to take Buffalo because it's fucking December. It's cold. Buffalo has a better running game than Cleveland. And I like their quarterback. Fitzpatrick is the truth out of Harvard. England. versus the Bears.
I'm gonna go with New England.
That's the no brainer.
Yeah.
I know my nigga P Dub got the Pats too, with his bandwagon ass. Tampa Bay versus Washington. Who you got?
I'm gonna take. Is that where's that? Is that Washington?
It's at Washington. The second team is always the home team.
I'm gonna go with the home team.
That's your fuck up right there. I'm going with Tampa Bay. They trying to keep up with the Falcons, and Falcons playing Carolina this week, so that's a guaranteed victory. With that being said, Falcons versus Panthers. Who you got?
Falcons versus Panthers. You know I got the Falcons.
That's a double. Oakland versus the Jaguars was really good.
I'm gonna go with Jaguars. They at home.
I'm gonna go with Jaguars.
They at home. I like their run game. I love their run game.
I have to go with you on that one.
Green Bay versus the Lions.
Yes. Who are we taking?
I'm going to take the upset.
You going to take the upset?
I'm going to take the upset.
You taking Green Bay then, huh?
I'm taking the Lions.
You taking the Lions?
The Lions.
Yeah. You dolo on that one. I'm taking the Packers. Giants and Vikings.
Giants. Vikings is my team. Brett Favre always bought you. You know what I'm saying? Well, Brett Favre ain't going to be able to play.
Let's get on that. How the fuck?
I think Brett Favre will play the game. I think he'll start and then come out just so he can keep his record going.
Okay. But how the fuck you going to be from Detroit and like Brett Favre, dog?
But you know what I'm saying? The thing with me, that always been my favorite player since I watched football, since 96. That's been my favorite player.
Nigga,
been loyal. That's been my favorite player every year. Like, every year. Well, you can ask my mama. You can ask my mama who's been my favorite player since I've been watching basketball and football. She would tell you the two people that have been my favorite.
All right, y'all, what I miss?
Hey, we was just wasting time until Sam got back. Let's get on this square ass nigga right here.
What?
This nigga got on Skechers, dog.
Hell yeah, dog. Had the little Skechers air walk, dog. This shit is comfortable to the ball.
Help his back, man. He got them Karl Malones on.
Oh, gas, nigga, I ain't the first one to notice that shit, wasn't it?
No, that was
tight. What type of shoes he's wearing?
Rewind the tape. That was fucking tight.
I ain't worried about it. I feel good, because this may be the last goddamn podcast of dudes I just got. Get this shit. Let's quit bullshit. There will be many more podcasts. Starting their second season, fourth show. If there is a second season of Detroit 187,
you on it?
I'm on that bitch.
Oh shit! Oh, hey, clap it up.
I got a. Oh yeah, clap that shit up, dog. Hell yeah! Man on cell phone number 6. that's my role, dog.
For real.
Man on cell.
Well, how you get on that show? How that happened?
I just ran into one of the. Basically, since everybody taping in Detroit. Mm-hmm. You can kind of walk into these motherfuckers and they just ask, hey, you want to be on the show? All right, we need an extra person. That's how it happened. I was walking.
So where should I go? I want to get on the show. They'll be like, damn.
I was walking. I was on Temple. Temple off. Well, it is the Lodge, but like Temple with the Lodge.
Temple, I don't know that area. I don't know the Lodge at, though.
All right. If you take the Lodge, like
it's downtown.
Downtown, yeah.
Okay.
And they was filming. I was over there. They wouldn't be in it. Cool. Now, I was in the Harold and Kumar movie, didn't know it. Tell my man, like, I walked past their little set, and my man had to walk past me because I was wearing a Nike t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And he covered my shit up, so I ain't advertising Nike or nothing.
Damn,
I just walked right in.
Though.
Yep. I'm super famous, leaving this gay ass nigga behind. I'm still riding this nigga coattails to the top until I find out, like, he gets some white bitch pregnant like Kobe.
No. Oh, man, no. Vanessa, a bad bitch, though, dog.
Speaking of the devil, shit, I just spoke his ass up.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, shit.
That'd be the best Christmas gift ever. I can get sick tickets to that game.
The Heat Lakers?
Hell yeah.
Oh, I would like to see that shit myself.
Dog, Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey's, she all fat and pregnant and shit.
Yeah, old and shit.
Yeah, she like, old.
That bitch like, Jay-Z age and shit. That bitch 47.
I will ask this, because I was asked this on the podcast. This is one of the questions. I don't want to read questions, but over 40, bitch, who can still get it?
Oh, man, there's a lot of them hoes.
It's a couple, quite a few, too.
Over 40. The thing is, over 40. Number one and number two was Toni Braxton.
Toni Braxton.
She still looked the part.
She ain't got
40.
Enough meat.
And
Lisa Ray.
Lisa Ray,
Lisa
number
Ray?
One. Hell yeah.
Number one, nigga.
Number one for sure.
What the hell?
Number one.
I'm not questioning this shit. I'm just saying. Lisa Ray.
Oh.
All right.
Stacy Dash.
Oh shit, she over 40?
Yeah.
She like 42, 43, something like that.
At least.
Oh, yeah. I take that back. I gotta reorder my list and shit. Yeah, all right, Stacy Dash.
A lot of them hoes is over 40. Stacey you don't even know.
Ah, still fuck Pam Grier, nigga.
Taraji.
She over
42.
Hell yeah.
What about Pam Grier? Old ass. She old as shit.
Man, you go,
I'm going up there, nigga.
That nigga love cougars. I swear, this nigga.
Going cougar.
So this bitch is like 78 years old. And this bitch, he like, dog, I bang her, dog. I'm like, what?
She had a fat ass.
I'm like, what, bro? She's 78 years old.
She had a fat ass,
but she got a replacement
that
hip.
That bitch,
nigga.
My great grandma. Fuck, hey, older than my that,
young tenderoni like myself.
Great grandma.
She'd
like,
be happy.
Damn,
she got like. You want them to have their own parts and shit. This nigga said,
nigga,
I don't give a fuck if she got a bad hip.
Right, she
got
to take her teeth
take
off.
Take her leg off. She take her teeth off, nigga. Get them gums, nigga. Get them gums straight to throat.
That's all you hear.
Hey.
Nah,
hey. Shit.
It, like, you can.
Don't knock it.
I'm not knocking it because I ain't never had it. I ain't never had no chick gum my dick. That's it.
I definitely
gumming.
Had that shit.
But I would imagine the same noises wouldn't appear because you know you can hear it, it's a lot of nom. What that is like, I just imagine that polydent sound, that like that hard ass smacking. I don't know. Shit, tell me, you fuck with the elderly?
I'm not fuck with the elderly.
You just said I don't give a fuck. I said I'll hit it.
I know exactly what bro he talking about. She's light skinned.
This bitch was 78.
She was not 78.
She was older than my grandma. Oh my god. Oh my god. What the fuck?
Who the fuck was that?
Pargo.
That nigga Pargo. That nigga's
that was some shit right there, boy.
Yeah, oh, to those who don't know, we are watching like sports and shit. Middle of the day, little midday ESPN wrap up, so sorry. I wish we had a camera so y'all could see what we're seeing, but y'all can't see it. Keep in mind, this shit is radio.
Oh, yeah.
It is radio.
They call me Radio Big, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do.
Did this nigga rap when I left?
No, we was just bullshitting with the picking games and shit.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, because I just imagine this motherfucker to say one of those whack-ass rhymes or something.
Oh, he trying to hold you.
I am.
Oh,
I'll be the first to, because, yo,
my slime right here. Slum.
This nigga had a stunt, dog. I had the decency to leave the room and shit.
This whole ass nigga.
Like, and I got good news and shit, and I had the decency to leave.
This nigga, dog.
And this nigga stunned. Yeah, nigga, I'm in the middle of a fucking podcast. I'm at work, and I'm doing this shit for real, dog. I'm finna blow up and leave y'all niggas behind. Nigga was just like, yeah, I'm finna leave y'all niggas behind. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all, y'all team.
What up, world? It's your boy, T-Biz. I'm back on the scene. You know how we do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Number 21.
How do you do it? You know what? How do you do it?
I do it the best.
You never really said what that was.
The best is what I do. I do it the best. You know what I'm saying? So I do it. You know what I'm saying? I keep it thorough. You know what I'm saying?
No, you sound 20.
I am 20.
Really?
Really, I'm 20, yeah.
You sure? I really thought his name was like 18 or some shit.
I wish I was 18 still.
I really thought this motherfucker was like,
I was 18.
19 max.
I was 18 and I was jumping from the free throw line.
That was 2 years ago. Why are you doing
that? So many miles on these knees. I mean, he got so many miles on these
like
knees.
Like, I'm looking at him, man. It's like seeing a nigga grow up. It's like, there's a piece of me proud of you. There's a bigger piece of wondering what the fuck. Where the rest of this shit go kick in? I'm just on the Facebook. I'm fucking with the hoes. Fuck with me. And I'm Biggs. I try to do the best Biggs. I can't do it, man.
There ain't really nothing to do. You know what I'm saying?
All you do is just make your words longer.
You just
like, yeah.
Only thing you can do like Biggs is, that's it.
Kill.
Do the hum.
I can do that. I can do that shit.
Killer shit.
Kill. No, man, I'm T Biggs in this bitch, man. I'm the best it is. I can't do that shit.
Let it be known, you dick riding though right now. Let that be known.
I am protected by investment. This nigga is like an eyelash away from the goddamn league. I am riding this nigga's coattails all the way. Because when I'm in box seats.
I love the support though.
When I'm in box seats, I'm sitting next to.
Especially when a nigga's sitting there like.
I'm sitting next to Jack Nicholson talking about this nigga game.
So you trying to say he gonna play for the Lakers show?
I can see that happening.
I can't.
I can see that happening. Little Kobe was bullshit his first year, but he was a Laker.
This is a realistic timetable for Biggs. He gonna go to college.
Uh-huh.
He gonna ball where he about to ball in college. I ain't about to put that out there. Then he gonna graduate. He gonna go overseas. Get like 3 years in. Then he gonna probably go to the league.
Nah, I don't see the Tony Parker plan for this motherfucker.
I bet.
I don't see the Tony Parker plan. I see he gonna go. Real talk. If he had to go, I wouldn't even say overseas. He'd do 6 months in Canada. Worst case scenario.
Canada
League. Worst case scenario.
Canada League don't pay as good as the overseas.
I know.
The
overseas would be the best thing for him.
Or it would be the best thing for him. But this is...
He should do that shit now.
When they
right?
go to the yeah, little development shit. League now, huh? He gonna go to like a... Who a team that just need motherfuckers? Who don't really give a fuck who they get? Like he'd go... Sisters. To Dallas development or some shit like that. Dallas or Oklahoma development, in which it is take it or leave type deal with him. And he probably bust ass in development league and get like a third string first 2 years and then second string the rest of his career.
What's your take on that, Biggs?
Shit.
Unless he really turn that shit up.
This nigga ain't
anything attention. Is possible.
So. I'm seeing the reverse John Wall with this motherfucker.
Reverse? Reverse John Wall, nigga. You doing like this and shit.
I'm doing the reverse John Wall with this motherfucker where he has the potential, but ain't nobody gonna pick his ass up.
But you riding his coattails.
Shit, he will eventually get to the league. He will eventually get to the league, and I want to be that motherfucker who just there like, you know what, I never give up on you. I need $3 million.
Oh, wow.
I would ask him for $3 million. The worst he could say is no.
I ain't asking that nigga for no bread.
I would. I wouldn't feel bad about it.
I wouldn't feel bad about it.
This nigga didn't give me a fucking wet gift or nothing. Hey, I need $3 million. And, I don't know, 100 installments of three stacks of bars.
I got you.
See? Look at that. Three stacks a month for just being supportive to this nigga.
Three stacks a month.
No, I'm saying until he reached the 3 mil mark.
That sounds good, nigga.
Three stacks a month, that's $1,000 fucking bucks.
That's residual income,
hell
nigga.
Hell yeah. Come on, see, that's how you network with this cat. Meanwhile, you want to be Mr. Pride and shit and not give a fuck about this nigga. You would shit.
No,
man.
No. That's my nigga, but I'm just not gonna cuff
yeah,
his nuts.
That's
like
my nigga,
know.
But I'm not gonna sit out and invest the time and effort it takes to nurture
no,
this nigga.
No, I work with the nigga.
Like I didn't.
I'm saying, but I don't have to be on the podcast.
I was here much longer than your ass.
No, I don't have to be on the podcast, you know, kissing his ass and shit.
I'm not kissing his ass, it's just...
Man, you puckering up, nigga. Got the CarMax on your lips.
You was talking about nutting on me at the beginning of this fucking podcast.
Nah, bro.
This shit goes...
No, I wasn't, no.
You're replacement me. I mean, let's be real with it. That's my chair. I heard that bitch.
No, sir.
I mean, like, let's be call it spade a spade here. You're B-rate me.
Nah, bro. I ain't nowhere near you, bro.
Yeah, I don't have the kids and shit. I'll be here maybe never. Yeah. And I ain't got to constantly validate my sexuality, so.
I ain't got to validate shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not gay. Real. But I know what y'all just heard, but I'm not gay.
You said that.
Ask the kids. No, I don't validate my sexuality. Look, I go home, fuck my wife, have a beer, have some drink, what I'm doing right now, and wake up and do it again the next day.
You doing that shit right now, man.
You got a fucking struggle here.
I ain't got no struggle.
Yeah, you do.
What's my struggle?
Your struggle is saying gay shit. Hey, did that come off gay? Did it?
Nah, dog.
I didn't mean it that way, but...
You know what I meant.
You know what I meant. You know.
Nobody worry about you, man.
Nah, I don't suck cock or nothing, but, you know, it did come up.
I just said I suck cock. I don't mean I literally suck cock, like put a cock in my mouth. I suck cock. I don't mean
I may massage it on the weekends if you nice.
Yo, what's Gary? Me accidentally saying some gay shit to y'all actually saying the shit y'all saying right now.
imitate
you. No, we imitate you, nigga. That shit ain't never came on my phone. Never. That's the thing.
There it is.
You did say something like dick, though.
You know, if I be a bitch and edit, I edit that shit never come out of my mouth, ever. And just have every time somebody asks about dick, just play that for part. That shit don't ever come out of my mouth. I would be a motherfucker if I did that shit.
That's some fucked up shit right there.
I wouldn't do it to you, but that is an idea. That is an idea.
Shit.
You want
to
get
if I have a show, I'm running out of material and shit. I may have to think about this. Like, hey, what you think about dick? That shit don't ever come out of my mouth. Ever. Oh shit, we almost at the hour mark. Y'all can throw y'all plugs out there. Y'all want to get a few more Facebook friends. How are people gonna reach
you? Hey man, holler at your boy, man. Follow me on Twitter at tbiggs, T-B-I-G-G-S 313. Holler at your boy, man. You know what I'm saying? Dipset, nigga. Killer.
What about you, Ike? You want a couple more of these old broads who on Facebook? Who
like that? Old broads know how to treat you right, nigga. Shit.
They give you cookies. They do
cookies and shit.
They get a lawnmower
every fucking night.
They get a lawnmower.
Rub your back, rub your feet.
You may have to cut some grass every now and then. Shovel some snow,
Y'all act like I'm fucking with the grannies.
Hey. Just saying. You just said, I can't wait for a nigga without, you know, no teeth and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
no, that's going to be the best head ever.
Nobody say none of that shit.
I'm knocking till you try it.
I'm knocking till you try it.
Oh, my God.
It's like jelly, dog.
Who y'all got? Who y'all got in the Rose Bowl game?
I'm taking TCU.
I'm taking the Big Ten.
Big Ten all the way, but
yeah.
Look, you agreeing with this nigga,
I got, look, I can't help it if I agree with the motherfucker. He could be right. Your unpopular ass don't know why I want to agree with you. Like, okay, stay in Michigan. I got to go Big Ten.
All right.
Nah, I'm going different, nigga. TCU all the way. Let's go. They should have been in the national championship.
See that shit?
They should be playing for that ring, but that's cool. Cool. They gonna get them roses.
You see how this nigga just make it sound? He make it a little personal to him. Like, they should be playing for the ring. It's bullshit.
I mean, Boise State. Boise State blew it.
That's my squad. That was my squad. I ain't gonna hold you up. Boise State.
But you ain't got nobody to say shit on Facebook or nothing.
Hey, what up, though, B? Oh, what you say?
Nah, you want to say some shit to Facebook while you're running out of time and shit?
I ain't shit to say, you know what I'm saying?
Holla my man, if any old grandmas want to holler at
Ike. Tyrone Reed, gotta be old grandmas. I'm on Facebook, bro. I'm on Facebook too.
Shout out to my kids, you know what I'm saying? That's the love of my life.
I got
Madison and little Ike. Well, little Ike and Madison. Cool status, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. And I guess we'll just end it right here. We'll holler at y'all next week, man. Just talk to Sam at gmail.com.
What up, though, baby?
I'll holler at y'all.
Huh?